views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience inspiration, creativity, and healing every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio. We will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all of my show archives at lucidplanetradio.com. Well, today's show is all about finding ourselves and finding our confidence and our inner voice. Really, we all need more love and positivity in our lives. And so many of us are seeking for this. And often we lose our way or we kind of don't know what it takes to bring more positivity into our lives. Many of you who are regular listeners know that one of my biggest goals in creating the Lucid Planet is to help empower people to love more and to challenge themselves and to really strive to manifest all of their hopes and dreams. You know, even when things get tough and it can feel like the world is beating us down, we really do have the power and the strength within ourselves to turn this around. And that's why today I am so pleased to welcome really a kindred spirit and someone who has been living and breathing this very similar mission for a long time, Momo Laredo of the Momo Zone. And for those of you who haven't heard of Momo yet, he is a multi-platform artist specializing in music creation and production for over 38 years. He has over 10 years experience with videography, producing, directing, and editing, and also 10 years of web design. And he's one of the original YouTubers, really one of the original motivational speakers on YouTube. He's an independent online motivator, and his ongoing project is titled The Momo Zone, Investing in Humanity, which has been available since 2007. He also has an audiovisual content production house with his life partner, Krilla, and they do the most amazing blog about sustaining long-term relationships called The Real Love Blog. So today, we're going to talk to Momo about all of these things, manifestation, love, relationships, confidence, and I'm really excited to get started. So let's please welcome Momo to the show. Welcome, Momo.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you so much for that insane introduction.
You know, we're pretty insane over here, but in a good way. Oh, yeah. It's so great to have you here. And I guess let's jump right into it. What made you decide to go into this line of work to help and to inspire people?
Well, that's interesting. You know, when I've always believed in the future of technology. So when YouTube first came out, I said, wow, here's an opportunity to communicate. So my very first video was actually about the love of my Macintosh computer that I had just got. And I started getting such mixed reactions about my love of my Mac. I was just trying to tell people how much I liked it. And then all the PC users came in and started insulting me to the point of where I couldn't understand what was happening, you know? A lot of these guys were kids. I was already old enough to be their father, and I was quite shocked at how they can lose respect to somebody, you know, who was old enough to be their dad. And it triggered something in me, like, really incredible. So instead of taking it personally, the main guy who was insulting me, I decided to become friends with him, and I said, look, either I get on an airplane and I fly down and see you and we can talk about this and you can tell me this to my face, or I will gladly send you a free webcam and we can talk about it, because now I will be able to see you, because apparently you don't have a webcam. Mm. So he gave me his address. I sent him the webcam. We got online, and everybody on YouTube started watching me, because it was like a live soap opera, you know? People were were investing all this energy. And so I flipped the situation around, made it something positive. The guy winded up telling me his mother and his brother really like what I do. And hence where I made my very first positivity video, which is the very first one, and it got featured, which is the self-manifestation. And I had hundreds of thousands of emails that were coming in at a time. It was crazy.
Wow. I love that video, by the way. If you haven't seen it, we're going to put the link to it when we put this podcast up. So, or you can just search for the Momo Zone on YouTube, right? And it's up there, self-manifestation.
Yeah, it's about accepting, you know, when you actually accept that the stuff that's in your mind might be real. You just got to quiet stuff a little bit down, so you let all the other artificial shit not influence your real thoughts. And then something absolutely amazing happened. You actually get to follow your true path for the minute, for the second, for the week, for the month. Just happens.
So I love how your inspiration came from internet trolls, basically, and really kind of some of the first internet trolls. Have you heard that term before?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something that everybody has to deal with when we put our creative work out there. It's very easy for somebody sitting behind a screen with no accountability to try to hurt us. Mm-hmm. That's something that I really had to deal with when I started writing for the larger websites like The Mind Unleashed, where, you know, your writing goes out to millions of people. Suddenly you have hate mail and people reacting in these really extreme ways. And, you know, this can be a huge deterrent to creative expression for a lot of people, because they're afraid of getting trolled. And what we have to remember is that there's always going to be haters, and there's always going to be internet trolls, but you absolutely cannot let that affect you personally. And, you know, I think it's really great that you took that and you turned that into something positive.
It's kind of like fuel, right? So somebody's giving you a bunch of fuel, and you have to decide how you're going to let this fuel affect you. So imagine you're getting trolled. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to get up and you're going to start huffing and puffing, and then you're going to tell your loved one or your friends, oh my God, I can't believe this person actually did that. And it might affect you for minutes, days, or weeks. Or you could say, wow, here's my opportunity to actually take this and have, you know, I don't want to say, I have an understanding for why this person is actually being like that. Maybe he had problems growing up. Maybe his parents didn't say to him, I love you, or you have possibilities, son. Go ahead and become great, like my parents did, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you have compassion, you know, I put a tattoo on my arm a couple years ago, and I will only put a tattoo that really means something. And this phrase that I came up with says, forgiveness is freedom. And I have to tell you, I came up with this in my sleep one night, and I said, okay, this is worthy of a tattoo. And when you forgive, you actually become way freer, because you are your higher self when you're doing that. Yes. You know, we're not meant to, humans are meant to actually help each other, you know, not really bring each other down. Mm-hmm. And people seem to have forgotten that, because it's like a big chess, or it's like a big check game, you know? And I don't know. I think we need to stay positive and use negativity as everything that we do not want to be part of. So it's kind of like we're getting you're getting a preview of what could come. Why don't you change the channel and let's change the story here, because we can remix our lives. We can re-edit the movie that's coming up.
Right, like rewriting that narrative. We always have a choice to change the story if we don't like it. None of us is as trapped as we think we are.
Yeah.
you know, and sometimes you can feel so trapped, and sometimes it really does take the love and support of other people to help you to realize that actually you are worthy and you can change your life. And that's why these kind of positive messages coming out there are so important. Because you just never know where that support's going to come from. And yeah. I completely agree with you that when we're kind to other people, it actually reflects on ourselves. It brings that energy back into us. Not exactly like karma, but more like kind of just like these vibrations of what we put out there have ripple effects, and those ripple effects affect us. You know, and I always feel when I'm down and depressed, what I like to do is help people. And that in turn, then suddenly I can see myself with perspective, and I can see my problems as if I was giving advice to myself. You know, we talk about being cheerleaders for ourselves, mm-hmm. and how it's so easy to help other people and give them that support, but we beat ourselves up.
I love helping other people, because not only does it give you energy, see, because people have a habit of looking. Let me tell you what experience is. Experience is something you gain after you make a bunch of mistakes at that thing. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people out there, they hit themselves on the head with a negative kind of reaction when they consider they've failed at an attempt of trying something. I actually welcome that, because I kind of look at that as school. It's like, hey, guys, you can't get it necessarily right the first time. And if you did, well, you better start worrying, because you're not going to get it right every time until you've made enough mistakes, because there's enough variables in the world that actually, you know, will augment what happens to you and how it happens to you. Nothing will happen the same. So I got to tell you, I've edited and recorded so many people that I actually see things in 3D. If somebody turns, I could say, whoop, you're missing a frame there. If somebody is feeling negative, I can walk up to a total stranger and say, what happened to you today? And I don't even know them. And they say, whoa, how do you know that? Because you know what? Every particular problem has the same attached look. So if you have a problem in your love life, there's a particular look and a particular stance that actually is built into that person. If you're, you know, if you're unhappy with your life in general and it goes beyond the relationship, then there's something else that happens there. And when you're really happy, you don't gotta be, you know, walking on the subway and having a giant smile on your face, but you can see and feel the colors and the vibration of how people are. Most people know, but they think it's just a voice in their head, you know, and they don't react on it. So I think people should listen to that voice in their head, because it's them and another person at the same time. Just somebody there that's reminding you, hey, take a chance.
I love it. I love where you're coming from. We're going to talk more about this after the break, really like intuition and those gut feelings and those little voices, those little nudges that we get that maybe, you know, it's really our higher self more than anything. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk even more about this and about manifestation, which is one of the hottest topics right now that everyone's talking about. And we're going to talk really about why and how manifestation works. So you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And when we come back, more from Momo and the Momo Zone about how to manifest the life you want. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community, Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I just want to say that all of our music for today's show is actually being made by my partner, Jimmy Ohm, who many of you have heard on the show, by his EDM production alias, Bass Traveler. So if you like these songs and you like the intro song for the show, you can find out more at soundcloud.com. /bass-traveler. So anyway, my guest for today is Momo of the Momo Zone, and we are talking about how to bring more love and positivity and confidence into your life. And before we continue to talk about manifestation, Momo, I just want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you. Okay. Could you give your info to our listeners, tell them where they can learn more about your videos, your writing, your speaking engagements, etc.
Wow, you're so nice. Thank you. Well, if you want to write me an email, you can write me an email at justaskmomo@gmail.com. And my website is www.themomozone.com. And throughout that site, you'll be able to find just about every single thing that I've done. It's pretty cool. If you go into what else does Momo do, well, you'll get to see Krila Photo, Cremo Media, TheRealLoveBlog.com, as well as The Heavyweight Jam, which is one of our bands. And nice. It's all there.
Awesome. It's a really great website. You should definitely check it out.
Thank you.
for sure. So let's talk about manifestation and really what, in your perspective, in your experience, what are the keys to manifesting what you want and what your goals are in life?
That's a very interesting question. You know, some people can say that it might be actually kind of scientific. There's science involved. There's also actually very basic human stuff involved, which is called just getting it done. Okay, so let's talk about manifesting something. There's different kinds of manifestation. First of all, a lot of people out there have seen The Secret. And, you know, some of the typical things are, oh, if you drive around the block enough times and you wish for a parking spot, then you're going to come around and it's going to be there. Anybody can do that kind of stuff. I think that's just kind of logistics.
Yeah.
I think that true manifestation starts from within. Quieting down that super loud volume of unnecessary elements of noise and things that you will never be able to take to the grave with you, okay? And become, now you're musical and so is your boyfriend, you will understand this. You have to go monophonic. It's okay to be in stereo, but when you're mono, you are tunnel visioned and you are thinking about that one thing, and you don't neglect the other things. So if you're a mother and you have a bunch of children, it doesn't mean in order for you to manifest something that's better for the family, for you to ignore the children and just think of that thing you want. On the contrary, everybody that you love is part of your fuel and the power that you can draw from in order to help you focus on bringing that better step. Now, manifestation will also only come to you if you do it for the right reason. So if you want to say, oh, please, dear manifestation Lord, I need a new car. Can you make that a Porsche? Well, you are really not going to get that because it suits no purpose but anybody but yourself. I believe that even if it's something for yourself, like getting a better job, finding your soulmate, all that stuff, it will bring you to making you a better person so that you could actually invest into Mother Earth, this planet, which was actually given to us for free. We just got here and it was here. And then as people started to increase and more people, then people started saying, this land is my land, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, when there's too much of something, then it's hard to get the thing you want. So I believe manifestation is being very, very specific, and it will come to you when you're mature enough to understand that what you're asking for has got to be useful to the one for you to make your life a better place, not a fancier place, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Then you will get all the manifestation you want. And you have to do it in order, you know? It's kind of like building a house. I like to tell people, man, you want to build a house? Why do you think you're going to put up the roof before you pick the property? You must pick the property, dig the hole, fill it with cement. You got to put up the walls before the roof goes up. If you try and do this any other way, well, it's possible. I guess you can hire a crane to hold the roof up there over the house while you keep building your house. Does that suit any true purpose except for freaking people out?
No.
So you might as well do it in the proper order. Everybody will be happy and you will actually manifest what it is you want. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that what you're saying is so right on with my experience and about the ideas of being specific and recognizing that this manifestation thing, it's not just like serving your immediate needs for what you want out of your ego. It's really more about serving your life's purpose and serving your connection to humanity and understanding what that looks like. Because, you know, each of us, we all have gifts to give to the world.
Yes.
And we all fit together, right, in this like giant 7 billion person puzzle. You know, so it's like asking for the things to happen that will get you to that place and recognizing that when they come, it might not be how you expect.
Oh, yeah, because things are not always. Yeah, things are not always what they seem. And then because it looks a little different, you get, oh, this is not what I asked for. Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. That was actually the thing you asked for. It just came wearing a different outfit. And because you are not calm enough and monophonic enough to have looked at that, guess what? You just lost the lottery again because things, you know, most people who want something different, I'll tell you what it is. They need to attract something different that they've been attracting. So it's like a relationship, right? Oh my God, I keep breaking up with the person I'm with. How come the last person I was with, I really thought this one was gonna be better. He looked totally different, did a different thing, a different job, different everything, but it didn't work out. That's because you actually keep attracting the same thing. They just have different outfits. They have a different look. They have a different job, but you haven't really thought that you need sometimes the opposite in order to get back onto your road. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And it's such an amazing thing because you're getting a reward. You're rewarding yourself for something amazing that you're thinking of, and you will get it, provided that you think the right thing and that it's the right timing. Timing is everything, you know that, right?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of amazing. We almost are at the mercy of time. It's like one of those, it certainly for me feels like in the human realm, it's that element that we can't really control or dictate in any way. It just keeps moving. But then again, you know, there are things that we can do as far as like working with time and having time be, you know, time on our side, mm-hmm. as opposed to time going against us.
And friends, you know, friends too. Friends can help you manifest your dreams, because if you have the right friends, then they're not jealous of you. They don't envy you behind your back, and they're actually happy for your success, right? The more friends you have like that, the more your success happens there, because a lot of people are hanging out with people that are truly, they don't want to see you go any higher, even if they don't tell you. And that's actually pretty sad, because I personally am happy for everybody's success. I have never envied or been jealous of a single thing in my entire life. Never happened. I'm only happy. I'm very fortunate that I've been brought up with a ridiculous amount of honest love by my parents. You know, because I've been blessed with this, I would feel like a traitor if I didn't pass it on.
Okay, well, we definitely need to talk about open relationships and polyamory after the break. About how to not be jealous. But, you know, that's beautiful qualities. And I think that jealousy puts a stranglehold on abundance, because you're trying to limit the flow for other people when mm-hmm. the reality is there's enough for all of us.
Yes.
Enough for all of us to go around. We've just been conditioned into this scarcity way of thinking that tells us that there isn't enough to go around. So there's not enough money, there's not enough water, there's not enough whatever, there's not enough love, but actually there is. And when you start to change your thinking towards that abundance pattern, all of a sudden it kind of loosens the restrictions that have been placed on everything that you created because you believed that the restrictions were there. And then suddenly energy can flow freely.
Yeah. You know who invented the rules, right? Man did. And are you telling me that man has never made a mistake?
Oh my gosh.
This is the thing. Like, that's what blows my mind, is that man invented the rules. And when you go back way back in history, you actually realize as we're moving forward, wait a minute, man actually made some pretty serious mistakes in judgment or laying out what, you know, how society should be run, for instance. That's quite interesting.
That is. FOMO, I'm going to cut you off right there because we're going to break. But when we come back on Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, we will talk much more about manifestation and love and kind of how we recreate ourselves in our world. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have Momo from the Momo Zone here, and we are talking about love, positivity, manifestation, and confidence. And what I would love to do right now, we've alluded to it throughout the show, but I want to talk about the Real Love blog. And Momo, what inspired you to make this blog with your partner, Krilla? Am I saying that right? Krilla,
that is, yes.
Krilla, beautiful.
Well, it's pretty simple. After years and years of trying to figure out, you know, like who you want to be when you grow up, it's kind of an interesting situation. I met her in the coolest way. I was a kind of a booking agent and a manager in those days, and I was, 21 years old, and I used to book like Bachman Turner Overdrive and Nina Hagen, and you know, I booked Bryan Adams for like $1,500 when he just started for nothing. It was actually pretty crazy. But the point is, I met her on a subway, and there I was saying, oh man, I think I'm in love with this girl. But I'm not going to go up to her and say something because I don't want her to think I'm just trying to pick her up. So I got up. I was going to walk out the doors. I'm looking at her face through the reflection of the glass. And I'm saying, what kind of an idiot am I? Give her your card. I said, yeah. No, I can't do that. So I walked out of the subway. She followed me out. She was actually getting off at that stop. I gave her a card. I said, look, please don't think I'm some kind of freak that's trying to pick you up. I says, I will take you out in the middle of the day for a coffee, a sandwich, yeah, anything you want. So she waited 2 weeks to call me. And then she called me. And it was like, it was quite amazing because we hit it off. But the wildest thing that'll happen, which I love to tell people, is I decide, oh, I'm going to send her a flower because I don't want to look like a guy who's, you know, trying to come on too hard by sending her 24 roses. So I send her a flower in a taxi because I found out she works up the street. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for her response, and bang, I get 24 roses with a guy in a suit that brings it to my to my office where I'm an agent. And I say, well, what is this? She's trying to show me up. I send her like one rose and she says, "24 roses." And in those days, the roses were $14 each, okay? So roses were, I said, she spent her whole paycheck. She's like 17 years old, you know? And we sent it at exactly the same time and we had no idea. Right there, we connected and we said, that's it. Yeah, synchronicity. And she is truly my soulmate. We have been together for 30 years. We work 7 days a week together. So it's like actually being together with 60 years for somebody. And if you look at her, she actually looks like she's 25 years old. And she's almost 50.
I've seen your pictures on your website and on the Real Love blog. And I'm totally blown away. So you guys maybe have something figured out about how to maintain these long-term relationships, how to grow and evolve and keep the passion and the love alive together.
Yeah, you know, because most guys out there, depending on where you're coming from, you don't believe it's necessary to have a woman be as powerful as you are, okay? I completely disagree with that concept. I believe that a powerful woman is where it's at. You need to remember that your mother held you in her stomach for 9 months and then brought you here and took care of you until you were old enough to do things on your own. I don't think that you've ever done anything like that. So how can you say that a woman like that is not mega strong? Now let's add the intelligence. Let's add a driven woman. Let's add a powerful woman, one that's got vision and that wants to help her man get to the top. I'll tell you what her and I have that other people might not is everything we do together is about living for each other without kind of, you know, drowning us out to each other. So she doesn't suffocate me. I don't suffocate her. Mm-hmm. We believe in the power of our love to the point where I can just put my finger on her and it's like we're making love. Mm-hmm. I could just hold her hand and it's like we're making love. I could see her at the end of a room. My heart still beats even faster when I see her because I thank the Lord every single night that he lets me breathe the same air and let me meet this girl, you know.
Aww.
And for love, you know, like You know, I remember I was in the music business for a very long time, and then I was A&R for the world for a company called Ubisoft, and it actually gave me a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even remember how to play guitar anymore. And I remember looking at her and saying, "Sweetie, by the end of the week, you're going to become a photographer." And she had never taken a picture before. And she said, "What?" I said, "Oh, I'm telling you, you've been reading Italian Vogue since you're 4 years old. You're the smartest person I know, and you will just become that photographer by the end of the week." Well, I will tell you, it took 1 month, and she became a famous photographer that was shooting every major rock star here in Quebec. And within the next few months, there she was, endorsed by Canon, on stage, talking with Dennis Reggie and Vincent LaForce, two of the most famous photographers on earth, and she still didn't even know what the word f-stop or half the technical stuff, you know, that was happening. So our rock and roll experience came together, and I basically said, "Look, we're going to show up. We're going to hire models in each town. You're going to do what you do. You're going to snap pictures. We're going to make a live ad. You're going to bring it up on the screen. You're going to show them how you tweak, and then we're going to spit out that picture right there on a giant printer, and you're going to blow everybody's mind." And she did. Standing ovations.
Wow.
You know, so simple.
That's insane.
A structure.
How do you explain that? Is it just that being in flow?
Yeah, well, it's like creation. Like everything is about creating something that has a beginning, middle, and an end, right? And I think, you know, that most people who build the relationship, so let's think about it, they get together, oh, because there's a spark, there's something they like about each other. Then they get together, and then what happens? Okay, you grow up, maybe you get married, maybe you have kids. All this is something you will tell yourself is, when we finally get to that certain age, we will make that money, we will be good, we will finally be able to retire. I think people work backwards. I worked on my relationship first, you understand?
Mm, yeah.
My relationship now has been from the beginning, like if we were already retired as a couple and been together for 70 years. My grandparents were married for over 70 years, madly in love.
Aww.
You know,
mine, I think, made it to 50 or 55.
That's beautiful values.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Like, what is our problem in the society? Like, we're so willing to kind of trash things and walk away for something better. You know, when they used to put in so much work, and the couples that I know that are successful, like your story and other stories, it really has to do with being patient and being good communicators and really putting that work in, that this is something that matters and is worth it, even though it's hard, because let's face it, it can be challenging to cohabitate, especially when you're strong people. You talked about, you know, maintaining your independence, but also spending so much time together, and that can be hard. You know, many of us, myself included, we're not really monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
But we love our partner and we want to be with our partner, but then we also want to be with other people, and that creates a whole nother slew of challenges, you know, that are really fascinating and interesting to work through. And, you know, there's a lot of struggle. There's a lot of people in relationships who desperately want to make things work, but they can't quite get it. And I know we only have like 2 minutes to the break, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, Momo.
Look, sex is a very interesting thing, okay? So if you can handle it and everybody has mutual respect, then anything is possible. But this is what I like to tell people. God gave you your parts, okay, for a couple of things. A, to go to the bathroom, and B, to have kids, okay? Everything else, like I told you before, was invented by man. So now when man starts taking different kinds of pictures and saying that this is the norm today, and sorry, if you weigh this much, you're not normal, et cetera, you start causing all kinds of inconsistencies. And then this stuff starts to happen. Like, why? The sex lasts for how much time? It's not even an eighth of your life. Even if you were able to do it every single day and never stop, guess what? Most of your life will never be about that.
Mm-hmm.
So why people let that part like ruin their relationship and their life, I still haven't quite figured it out. You know, but I like to look at it as a very simple thing. Guys, no matter how much sex you have, it's the least amount of things you will be doing, even if you were a porn star. There's a life out there.
It's true.
You know what I mean? There's a life out there. It's great to love sex, but, you know.
Yeah, so much of that comes, I believe, like, society, you know, manipulates us and, like, puts so much sexual imagery into our minds, but very skewed, distorted sexual imagery into our minds that's not really authentic to us. And it creates these drive states and these kind of, like, tunnel vision focuses mm-hmm. on it that kind of pulls us out of what's really important. So,
yeah, but life has a timer on it, right? And people don't realize that you've actually got a ticking timer on you that says, guess what, buddy, your life is going to end when this timer stops ticking. And so now if sex is going to really make you miserable for half or three quarters of your life, you better reevaluate that what sex actually means, what it was meant for, and what it actually is. It's not the whole thing. There's sex, and then there's mind sex. Mm-hmm. And the mind sex, I have to tell you, is the best part, because mm-hmm. that's the longest part you'll be here. So what do you do when you're not actually having physical sex? Then you're miserable? Come on.
Yep. Okay, well, this is Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. We got to jump to the break again. Thank you so much, Momo. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the power of positive thinking. So stay tuned, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Thank you.
To the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with Momo of the Momo Zone, and we are going to wrap up today's show by talking a little bit more about the power of positivity and positive thinking. Momo, we were just talking during the break about how you gave this example that the brain is like a closet, and you can only fit so much stuff in that closet of your mind. And if all of that stuff is negative, then there's not really a lot of room to put the good stuff in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very basic. You know, it's like a three-car garage. Guys, you can't put another car in there unless you take one of the cars out. It's really that simple. And I think that looking at stuff on a very simple, basic level, like we used to do in the good old days. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, if someone wanted to reach me when I was a kid, they had to call my house and my mother would say, oh, he's not here. He's over at John's house. If you want to go find him, you have to go to John's house. So you walk there. Somebody walks to see you and they come and see you. Now, guess what? I can track you on my computer. I could see what you're eating because you don't stop giving me selfies of it. I could see, and the world has become a little too dominant on stuff that you really don't need a new version of. And it's based on other people's survival. And I don't think that anybody wants to do any harm with anybody. I think they just got used to this. And it's kind of like, hey, it's the latest trend. Let's sell some new stuff to these people and they need to buy it.
Now, yeah, absolutely. Autopilot, kind of.
We don't need anything. We don't need anything. As a matter of fact,
you're right.
We have everything we need. What? You got an older car and you need a newer car? And now what? You don't want to fix your older car like a relationship and let's dump this relationship and get a newer one? No, sir. No, sir. It doesn't work that way.
You're absolutely right. Well, and again, we were just talking about, you know, waiting in line for a new phone, you know, like it's a concert when really you're so right. You know, we need to simplify our lives. And, you know, there's a great quote out there. I'm probably going to get it wrong, but it's like we're supposed to value people and, you know, not really care about things, but instead we're kind of valuing things and not really caring about people. And that's how kind of humanity is losing its way a little bit. But I know I'm an optimist, and Momo, I know you're an optimist. So, you know, we wouldn't be out here doing this and putting these messages out there if we didn't believe that things can get better.
I think that everybody really needs to take a bunch of steps back, and you just need to do what you need to do to get yourself to that higher place. Let us remember that a human, when they wake up, they can only do X amount of things. A human can do this. You can jump up, but you're going to come back down. You can move to the left, you can move to the right, you can move backwards, or you can move forwards. Nothing else happens. Everything starts with that. Make sure you turn in the right place. If you're always turning left in the morning when you leave and it ain't working out for you for all these years, I suggest you see what happens if you go right, because you will bump into somebody or something that you've never seen before that will change your life. It really works like that. Simplify.
So simple, right? And you mentioned earlier when we were talking about manifestation, about quieting down that kind of, you said, the monophonic mindset of, you know, we're so overwhelmed. We've got a million different ideas. We take all these burdens on. Being aware of your boundaries of what you actually have control over and what you don't have control over, I think is huge. You know, we can become so negative because we feel so out of control, but really we have very little control to begin with.
Yes.
And really all we can control is our state of mind and our reactions and our behaviors. Like you said, as simple as turning right or turning left or going up or going down, that's really all we have. We don't get a say in the way that everything happens, but we get to choose how we react and how it makes us feel. And from there, we get our own way to kind of determine our peace of mind.
Yeah, well, because people need to stop thinking that if they don't have this or they don't have that, that that will make them live or die or be a better person or a worse person. Okay. Most people who are negative out there, I think they're actually pretty nice people. They're just kind of afraid to show their nice side.
Sure.
And people who are too nice, okay, are actually in pretty much in the same kind of position as the negative people, because you know what I mean? A lot of people, what's that saying? The road to hell is led with good intentions, something like that. I've seen a lot of really nice people do some really questionable things just because, you know, they're trying to help, but they didn't take the other parameters into consideration, okay? So there's a balance. There's a balance. You know, let's say if you're 100% positive right now, I can assure you that you're standing on 100% negative ground. And if you're 100% negative, you are standing on 100% positive ground. People do not understand that, because we're like a battery. Positive and minus are on that battery. If you don't connect the two ends together, the power doesn't flow, right?
Yeah.
So It's quantum physics. It's the real deal.
It's the load balance. Everything has its equal opposite. It has to, right? That's physics.
Look, everybody wants a soulmate. You know, I've tried to figure out, because you want to narrow it down, okay? Look, you need a roof over your head. You want a job that keeps you and your loved ones afloat. Now, if you're doing a job that you don't like, you need to pick the job at least that you will be able to have the time to go out and develop the thing you really want to be doing, and that is your transitional point. But if your mind is not capable of transitioning from the job you hate to a job you love, even if you have to take courses at night, work till 3 a.m. every day because you really care enough about that, the power of the internet is the biggest free education on earth.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
I learned how to do full 3D in 2 weeks. I watch my friends pay thousands of dollars going to school for years and they don't even know how to do it yet, you know? So everything is there for us to do things in the simplest way. You want that roof, you want that job, but most important, you want your soulmate. Who's going to die with you? Who's going to take care of you when you're sick? Who are you going to be able to tell your most intimate stuff to and not be judged? Well, it's your soulmate. Even if you have money coming out of every wazoo, I assure you, you'll be trying to buy love if you can't find it. Yeah. And we know where that leads.
Yeah.
It can't work, guys.
Nope.
Honest with yourself and appreciate the power of a powerful woman. She brought you here in the first place, and she will take you out in the end if that's necessary.
Yep. Oh, that's so great.
They don't call her Mother Nature for nothing,
Mother
right?
Mother Nature,
it's not
exactly.
Father Nature, if you haven't noticed. I didn't hear Father Nature, did you?
No, no, exactly. Oh, man. Momo, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's gone by really fast. Everyone in the studio is loving it. I'm loving it. I'm getting text blown up from people listening who are loving it.
It's an honor. It's an honor. Thank you so much for having me. And anything I can ever do for you on when it comes to, or you or anyone you listen to on motivation, you have a problem, you want to send me an email every couple of weeks and say, hey, listeners, answer a question on love or something like, it would be my honor to just to help you out on anything you ever need. You're a beautiful human.
You are too. And can you tell everyone again your email and how to find you too?
Yes, guys, if you want to know all about, go to www.therealloveblog.com. This is a very important site, one that will change your life. There's a new article that comes up every Monday with a new picture, and a short article too, so you can read it fast about love, and you can check out some of the other mad stuff I do at themomozone.com. And through that, you can get to everything else that we do.
Awesome.
But I highly encourage therealloveblog.com.
Just ask Momo at Gmail, right? For
just
all
ask,
of
yeah, just ask Momo at gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I want to thank my guest, Momo Laredo of the Momo Zone, so much for sharing such inspiring information. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in today to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I had such a great time. And you can join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific on KKNW 1150 a.m. Seattle, WBLQ 1230 a.m. New York, and also streaming on Transformation Talk Radio. You can find me at thelucidplanet.com. And please connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And if you're looking to hear archives of previous shows, lucidplanetradio.com, or find me on SoundCloud at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Next week, Lucid Planet Radio is taking a little break because I am doing some other radio appearances, but we will be back October 7th with Nina C. Payne, who is going to talk about the power of yoga to heal the mind, the body, and the soul. You can catch me on the Positive Heads podcast tomorrow, September 24th at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on positivehead.com, talking about polyamory and open relationships, and turn into the Dr. Pat Show right here on Transformation Talk Radio next Wednesday, September 30th at 10 a.m. We will be talking about bringing more love into your life. Thank you, everyone. So much light and love, and have a great rest of your week. Bye now.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond. beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.